Good morning, cricket fans, and welcome to the Catch It podcast.
Oh, what a catch!
I'm Andrew Lush, and I started this podcast to have some interesting and insightful conversations about analytics and the stats behind the action, and to develop myself as a presenter. I hope you enjoy our discussions and debates.
That is an absolutely outstanding catch.
Well, I'm excited to bring you some news about a new series that I'm developing on this podcast, where I'm going to be asking players, past and present, about the Super 6 team that they would select from players that they have played with and against, and they will have to be the captain of that side. Growing up, I loved watching the Hong Kong Super Sixes, and I was intrigued to bring some insightful and fun conversations to you, the listeners, from past and present players. To celebrate the pilot episode coming out soon, this week I was down at the Bay Oval in Tauranga watching New Zealand and England play in a test match. I asked members of the crowd who would be in their Super Six team from the two test sides playing in front of us and where they would slot in as the captain. First up, these are the opening batters that the members of the public that I interviewed chose.
In my Super 6 from the English and New Zealand teams, I'm starting off opening up the batting with Ben Stokes and Joe Root.
An aggressive opening partnership.
Yeah, for the reasons that they're quality batsmen, but also that they both bowl. And it's sort of a no-brainer once you know that. I'm hoping that they have a pretty good run rate at the start.
Thank you, Andrew, for the opportunity to pick this squad. What I'd like to say is the game's pretty even at the moment, so I've gone for a 50-50 split. Pretty talented player, so I've leading off opening with Conway, open the bat as well as keeping. Stokes, open the bat as well as captaincy.
So let's see, I think I'll open up with Ben Stokes and Devon Conway.
An aggressive opening partnership for sure.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's all about the opening partnership. You got to set the tone, and I don't think there's any better than those two out on the pitch today.
So I've started off with Stokes and Duckett opening the innings.
Up first, probably one of the best players currently out there and of his generation, I reckon. Harry Brook, I'm having him up top. It's six aside, so he can open. That's all good. And then tucking in with him, again, another player of his generation, Sir Joseph Edwards. Get Rooty in there. I think that'd be a pretty formidable opening partnership.
Openers, gonna can I have someone who doesn't actually open opening?
Absolutely. I'd say go for it.
Stokes.
Brilliant. I'd say he's opened in the IPL before. He's opened at other opportunities. Why have you gone for Stokes as your opener?
Between you and me, I think he might promote himself up the order for the Ashes to get Bairstow in. I think he might open.
That's a hot take for sure. But
yeah, I wouldn't put it past him to promote himself to open at the expense of either Crawley or Duckett, of course. Mm-hmm. Don't know who, but yeah. Got to get Bairstow back in. And we can't drop Brook, can we?
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
So you got Stokes in now. Who's your other opener? Who's Stokes? Is Stokes one or two facing first ball or?
Yeah. No. Facing first ball, Harry Brook.
Front of us today, number one, Conway.
Got classic.
Conway, just the best opener in world cricket right now. Second, Zach Crawley, purely because he engaged in banter with us yesterday. He may have a decent score in him, I don't know, I've not watched him too much, but the lad's got some banter on him.
And along with me, I'm going to pick Devon Conway from New Zealand. Based on what I've seen so far, me and Conway opening.
Yeah, I'd say Duckett, Conway, and after a bit of discussion we were saying Conway would take the gloves. Duckett, I don't think he offers anything other than just the bat, but going on current form and his ability to score more than run a ball, he's a certain starter for me.
A great mix of openers there from the Knots man Ben Duckett, who initially made his test debut in India but now after being dropped has fought his way back in, to Devon Conway, who was born in South Africa, actually had a varied career around the English circuit, playing for Somerset second team, now has burst into the international scene for this New Zealand team. Next up, we have people's selections for the middle order for their teams.
Now we were chatting between, it's got to be between the part-time off-spin of Joe Root and then the very much not part-time seam and incredible hitting ability of Stokes. So on the spot, who are we going for?
I think Stokes in the end. I think we'll have to sacrifice maybe no spinner because I think that's probably just giving an option.
Would you be able to provide a couple of overs of spin?
I'd probably be able to provide a couple of overs of dodgy spin. Yeah. We'll go for it.
Blando, he just turned up.
Joe Root in at three. I think he's underrated as a T20 player. I think I want to see some more of that reverse scoop action.
And Super 6, you'd have even less overs. In Super 6, it's 10 overs a side. So you have even less time to bat.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, again, he's a busy player. I think he's got a lot to offer, even in the shortest formats. And
also have a bowler as well in there.
Yep, got an off-spin option as well. Always nice to have a utility player like Rooty in the team.
Taking a bit of a risk. I don't actually know if Brooke bowls, but he's obviously a very good batsman.
He can turn his arm over, I'm sure. He can do something in the innings.
So we've got him at coming at three. Root looks like he's... he's got the shots for actually six-a-side cricket because he knows how to pick the places where the players aren't, especially with the tennis shots he's been playing today. And unfortunately got out to the reverse sweep again. But hey, I've got him coming at four, and we know Root can bowl his little offy dobbly, so he could be handy.
Bracewell, he's going to come on and he's the spinner as well. Big basher.
In a four, probably every person in this ground would have Ben Stokes straight in there. I don't really need to explain that one, do I?
Who's coming in at three? The anchor or maybe the accelerator, whether your openers do well?
Well, we need a wicketkeeper, and I think he's good enough to a stroke player. I think I'd go with Blundell, because also comedy value, isn't it? Blundell's blunder.
Absolutely. A brilliant ton yesterday. So in terms of, right, we've got Blundell in at three.
Number three, Kane. Got to be Kane. Four, I'm going for an all-rounder. If it's only six, so I'm going Ben Stokes.
I've actually gone for the new star man, Harry Brooke, just because he looks like he's got it. When he's facing the ball, he just looks like he has time, like more time than a lot of the other players, which is just a sign that he's going to be good, I think.
Would be Kane. Needs no introduction. One of the best batsmen in cricket today. Number four would be Joe Root, much the same, one of the best batsmen in Test cricket.
Even though Kane Williamson got some good mentions in there, a lot of English bias from the supporters that I interviewed, Harry Brooke, just some incredible batting throughout the Test match. Next up, it's the bowlers that the public selected.
And probably bowler-wise, I think, as we were saying, maybe Wagner would give something a little bit different by actually pitching it in. And then probably from the England slot, maybe, probably Jimmy.
English bowlers, so we shall have, I think by the end of his career, he could be sort of, it's a shame he came into the side at 28, but he's got to be up there at the moment across the world, Ollie Robinson. I'd have him. Can be handy with the bat as well, show that today when he applies himself. And then perfect timing. He's literally at the top of his mark. Sir James Michael Anderson, greatest of all time.
All right, so bowlers, got to be Wagner. I love Wagner. He tries so hard. That sounds patronising, doesn't it? He tries really hard. Oh, he tries so hard. I mean, does it? This is literally his job.
He's been digging it in today. He's been absolutely
packed. I mean, that story about him playing off a broken toe on one foot and ripped off toenails on his other foot. And his bowling shoe was soaked red with blood. That story just is amazing. He's amazing. He just bounces and bounces. He's the fittest guy. He's the fittest guy on the pitch. Got to be Wagner.
We're going Wagner in at six. We're going down the order. So Wagner at six.
Jimmy Anderson, the other bowler, has to be
the swing king. Absolutely,
yeah, has to be. But I don't know. But at the same time, it's Ollie Robinson is. See, Ollie, the thing is, both Jimmy and Ollie are really grumpy. And they don't really appreciate the songs that we sing for them. So maybe I shouldn't pick either of them. Maybe I should pick one who likes our songs. Matt Fisher, he's not playing.
We can go Matt Fisher.
No, Leachy.
Okay.
From a Balmary point of view, it's Leachy all day. Because he likes our songs and he gets involved with us. He always gives a little round of applause.
Fair.
So we have Leachy and Wagner. So we've got a spin option.
And then two pacers to round it up, I think, got to be Tim Southey and Jimmy Anderson.
And to say the only thing, the second Kiwi that I've picked in there is Daryl Mitchell.
Okay.
Daryl obviously hits a big ball, and he's also a very handy bowler and an exceptional fieldsman. So he's the actual only current New Zealand Test player that's out there today that makes the squad. And being a New Zealander myself, you sort of think I'd have a few more there, but...
Got to go off Tim Southey and Neil Wags to go with the pace.
Now we're going to go for an all-rounder, maybe the best on the planet, Stokesy, Ben Stokes. And that leaves a bowler, and who better than the best seamer of all time, Mr. OBE Jimmy Anderson.
Finishing up with the Lancashire lad himself.
And there you have it. Pretty insane weekend for Jimmy Anderson after him and Stuart Broad broke the most successful bowling partnership record. That is probably why that many people selected him in their six-a-side team. Next up, you have maybe the best part of the interview process, where I asked the fans where they would fit themselves in this team. One very clever Kiwi put himself as the sub-fielder, but the majority of the fans actually put them in and gave me some great interviews of where they would put themselves in these teams.
And the big nut pick at number six is obviously I've got a captain on the side, so I've come in at number six on the back of my 1993 success in six-a-side. Yeah, that's the last time I played and we won the Auckland Championship.
We've got a former, a current 50s New Zealand black cap here today.
Well, yeah, one of the A-grade sides. I don't know if that's a claim to fame or not, but it's still playing, put it that way. But yeah, no, but that would be my six-a-side team out of that.
Then number four, myself. Do a little bit of batting myself and a little bit of leg spin.
Would you say you're more of a bowling all-rounder or a kind of a batting all-rounder?
A batting all-rounder for sure. I do a little leg spin tweaks. I can.
Very useful.
Yeah, I have a googly. I don't have a stock leg spinner. I actually only have a googly. So hopefully the opposition's data analyst won't have that information and I'll run riot.
Oh, I'll go number five then. You know, the new ball's going to be gone. You know, the spinners in there, I fancy myself against Shaq Leach. Anyone would fancy themselves against Shaq Leach and Michael Bracewell. So I'm putting them into Bay 5 over there.
So wait. So we've got Stokes in at four, did you say?
Yeah,
so and then where are you fitting into?
I'm at five.
You're at five. You're behind five. Stokes, so yeah. behind the big man from Durham.
Yeah.
And I'll be a sub fielder because one of them pulls an injury, which gets me onto the field, which covers me into the game. So that would be my thing.
Sneakily gone for the sub fielder in terms of not having to, you're going to be a manager kind of figure to make sure everyone's kind of doing their right job.
Yeah, I think so. I'll get one of them to pull a hammy with about two balls to go and I'll make it out there. So, yep.
What are you going to bring to the squad in terms of what are you going to bowl? Are you going to bat? What do you bring in terms of the cricket game?
Motivational, really. More talk with the lips than actually ability with a bat and ball. But I think that's what I'll get. It'll be all about the post game and the after events. So I think at the end of the day, it'll be a pretty all much well led sort of squad with some talent out there. They can let all the ball and the bat do the singing for me. So
I'm captain, of course.
Are you including yourself then in a four?
Yeah, I'll be four. I'll bat four and do a bit of mystery spin.
Mystery spin. Not exactly sure where it's going or where it's spinning.
That's right. I mean, I haven't got a clue. I wouldn't have a clue. So mystery filth.
Absolutely. So if you don't have the clue, the batter will have even less clue.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll probably be the best player in that team, so we'll put myself in at three.
Slotting in that Mr. Dependable in at three.
And a few little meadows now and again.
Number four, I've got myself, because apparently I have to put myself in the team.
You've got to have a captain in there.
Yeah, so I bowl a bit of off spin and I try and hit straight. So I'll be at number four.
Right, okay, so here we go. So am I included in this six?
You are the captain in this six. So where are you going in, first of all? We'll switch it up.
When I was a sorry trialist in my pomp, I opened. So I'll throw myself in at number one as an opener.
Leading by example then. Leading from the front.
Precisely. The team need a good, strong leader. And I see a lot of that in myself.
Well, That concludes this mini episode of the Catch It podcast. Thank you very much to everyone at the Bay Oval who let me interview them, from friends to members of the Barmy Army to the Kiwi fans sitting next to me when, unfortunately, I dropped a crowd catch. Very, very ironic seeing I have a podcast called the Catch It podcast. But we move, and it was a brilliant 3 days of Test match cricket, and I thoroughly enjoyed creating this episode. Stay tuned for more episodes of the Six-A-Side series that are going to be coming out in the next couple of weeks and months. Thank you and goodbye.